Well, who is the principal?
Mr. Holmes, you must not press that question.
Indeed.
I must be able to assure him that his name will not be dragged into the matter.
Sir James, forgive me, but how can we be sure of his motives?
You have my word that they're entirely honorable.
Then why does he insist on secrecy?
Mr. Holmes, your fee will be assured, and you will be given a completely free hand. Surely the actual name of your client is immaterial.
No, I'm sorry. I'm accustomed to have mystery at one end of my cases, but to have it at both ends is too confusing. Good day, Sir James.
Mr. Holmes, you place me in a most serious dilemma. I'm perfectly certain that you would be proud to act if I could give you the name.
Then do so.
Out of the question. May I at least tell you as much as I can, give you the facts of the case?
I commit myself to nothing.
That is understood.
Then pray continue.
Thank you. I must begin by telling you that Gruner is presently living just outside London.
I was aware of it.
Mr. Holmes, I
Sir
have...
Sir James, it is our business to follow the details of continental criminals.
Of course, forgive me. You've no doubt heard of General de Merville.
Of Khyber Pass fame, of course.
Of course. Well, he has a daughter, a Violet de Merville. Lovely girl, young, beautiful, and rich.
Gruner has some hold over her.
The strongest of all holds.
She's in love with him.
And she proposes to marry him next month. It's this mockery of a marriage that my client wishes you to prevent.
You must know, my dear, I said, a man in my position inevitably attracts a certain amount of envious gossip. I shall tell you of what has been said. I have led a somewhat stormy life. I shall lay my past before you. I have, in my youth, become entangled with designing women. I shall tell you their tales and the tales of my repentance, and you shall listen, and you shall learn, and you shall forgive me and love me the more.
I shall listen, and I shall learn,
and you shall forgive me
and love you the more.
Splendid. Let us begin.
Gentlemen, to say that she loves him hardly expresses it. She is obsessed by him. Everything has been done to cure her of her madness, but in vain.
Is the girl of age?
She is, Doctor, and she has a will of iron.
Does she know about the Austrian episode?
Cunning devil's told her every detail of his past life.
And she still loves him. Evidently, Herr Baron's even more of a fictionalizer than you are.
Exactly, Mr. Holmes. He's made himself out to be an innocent martyr. She won't listen to any other version.
Can't we prove that he's lying? There's nothing definite known against him. He's always been far too clever for that.
Scotland Yard can do nothing. Mr. Holmes, on my client's behalf, I beg you to accept this case. It means an enormous amount to him.
Your client is no doubt General de Merville.
The General? Oh, no, sir. This wretched business has left him a broken man. He's utterly demoralized.
One of our greatest soldiers, Holmes. There must be something we can do.
Mr. Holmes, I can tell you this much. The man I represent is an old friend of the General. He's taken a paternal interest in this young girl since she was a child. He cannot stand back and see this tragedy happen. It was his own suggestion that you should be called in.
Your problem interests me.
You'll take the case?
I'll look into it.
Thank you, sir. Here are some details which may help you. Doctor?
Thank you.
I'll contact you as soon as I have some news.
Mr. Holmes.
Sir James?
I've no doubt that you could easily trace my client back through me. I must ask you as a point of honor not to do so.
I think I may safely promise that.
Splendid, isn't it? A vase made for the Emperor Juyuan Zhang himself. The founder of the great Ming Dynasty.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful and fragile and beyond price.
And you love it so much. I want to learn about China.